Hubble's Pillars of Creation within the Eagle Nebula is one of the most famous astronomical images of all time. But new Spitzer observations have led to a surprising discovery. They may soon become pillars of destruction. Hi, I'm Robert Hurst.
This Spitzer Space Telescope podcast is part of a series highlighting recent discoveries in infrared astronomy. It's produced by NASA's Spitzer Science Center at the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena. The Spitzer mission is managed by NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
Today we're joined by Nicholas Flaget.
Hello.
Nicholas is here with the Visiting Graduate Student Program at the Spitzer Science Center. He's here from the Institut d'Astrophysique Spatiale in Orsay, France. Glad you could join us. Nicholas, could you tell us a little bit about what brought you out here to the Spitzer Science Center for your studies?
Okay, so I'm a PhD student in France, and last year I came for a couple of weeks to work with Alberto Noriega Crespo and Sean Carey, who are the leaders of the MIPSCAL survey.
And so, MIPSCAL is?
So MIPSCAL is the survey of the galactic plane with one of the instruments of the Spitzer satellite, so the longest wavelengths. And so I came to work with them for 2 weeks on the Eagle Nebula, which is one of the most famous objects that, as far as I remember, brought me to be an astrophysicist.
Yes, the Hubble Space Telescope image of the Eagle Nebula is probably the single most famous astronomy picture out there, I would say.
Yeah.
Can you tell us maybe why is it that you came to study this particular region?
Yeah, so almost more than 10 years ago, I saw the Pillars of Creation image by Hubble on a French magazine, on the cover of a French magazine. And this wonderful image decided me to do whatever I could to be an astrophysicist. And now I was very happy, very glad to be able to work on infrared image on the same object.
So taking your research project and turning it into your sort of original passion for astronomy.
Exactly.
That's a great opportunity. Well then, can you explain a little bit about what Spitzer's images showed you about this region, maybe that you didn't already know from the Hubble image?
So when we look at the infrared image of Spitzer, we see the dust. We see seven different infrared image of the dust, and we also see through the dust. And when we look at these seven image, six of them looks almost exactly the same, and one of them is completely different.
So one color of the infrared really doesn't look like the others.
Exactly.
So is that the kind of result you were looking for?
Not at all. When I was there last year and when I came to do this project here, I was expecting to work on the pillars, which are very famous. And then, in this specific color, this red color on the main image, we see that there is something inside the nebula completely different from the pillars. And this is what was not expected at all.
Well, in fact, you should mention the image that you're talking about. You can see it in the album artwork for this podcast, or if you go to the Spitzer website at www.spitzer.caltech.edu, you can find this picture of the Eagle Nebula and take a look at this really spectacular sort of green and red image that we're discussing. So what process, why is that one wavelength of light, the MIPS 24 micron image, why is that so different than all of the other colors that Spitzer is observing?
When we use all the seven bands, so all the image at the shortest wavelengths and at the longest wavelengths, we can deduce that the dust that we see at the 24 micron in the 24 micron image is much more hot than the dust that we see in the pillars with the other wavelengths. And one explanation should be that the hot gas is heating the dust thanks to shock processes, and not only by the star radiation field.
Now, what's heating the gas in this nebula in the first place? Why is this such a warm nebula?
So, our guess is that there is one of the stars, one of the massive stars inside the nebula, has exploded as a supernova, and then the shockwave has been eating the dust through the gas. So it first heats the gas, and then the gas can heat the dust. So what we see at 24 micron is the dust that has been heated thanks to this shockwave.
So this supernova shockwave, is this something new that hadn't been seen before?
No, it hasn't been seen before. It has been imaged before, but no one guessed that there was something hot inside, because thanks to Spitzer, we know that this shell, this round shell that you can see in the image, is hotter than the pillars.
So what you're saying is this warm dust is sort of the smoking gun of a recent supernova that no one had really seen before. How is that going to affect the pillars when it reaches them?
So at the end, the pillars are going to be destroyed by the shockwave. In fact, most of the pillars are empty, are not dense enough to resist the shock, so they are going to be destroyed. This is going to be the final stage of the evolution of this supernova.
Well, that's very grim. You've just discovered the shockwave that's going to wipe out everyone's favorite piece of the cosmos, the most popular image in the sky.
In fact, we are going to destroy it, but there is also a good point in it. There are in the most dense part of the pillars, there are stars that are going to be formed. A new generation of star is going to be triggered at the head of the pillars in the most dense part of them. So we are going to destroy the pillars, but we are going to reveal a new generation of star.
So have you seen any of these young stars yet in these images?
Yeah, as I said, at this time there are already some stars at the head of the pillars in some part of them that are actually forming right now.
So is this depressed you at all, that your favorite pillars of creation are going to go away? I mean, how long before we lose this beautiful image?
In fact, this has already happened, because the Eagle Nebula is 7,000 light years from us. So if the shockwave, let's say, needs 1,000 years to reach the pillars, then it has happened 6,000 years ago. So this is something that has already been played, and we are just going to wait to see it.
Ah, so it's already gone. The story's been told. We just have to sit back and watch.
Exactly.
We have been speaking with Nicolas Flagey from the Institut d'Astrophysique Spatiale in Orsay, France, and he's been telling us about the sad fate of the pillars of creation, which have likely already been destroyed, but we won't see for another few thousand years. For the Spitzer Science Center, I'm Dr. Robert Herk.
To find out more about this topic, visit our website at www.spitzer.caltech.edu. You can browse our image galleries, read about the latest results, and subscribe to our newsletter. On behalf of NASA's Spitzer Science Center, thanks for listening.